My life before Christ, I was born in Romeoville, Illinois, and lived there until I was 7 years old and moved to Downers Grove. I was raised in Roman Catholicism. I always knew there was something wrong with it. I had been baptized as an infant. I made my first communion and confirmation. I went through eighth grade at a Catholic private school and then to public school. Things never sat right with me in the Catholic religion. I was just going through the motions. I could mouth everything the priest was saying. It was robotic. Stand up, sit down, kneel. I would play it off and go to church and grab a bulletin to show my parents that I went to church. Even in confession with the priest, I would make up stuff while waiting in line to go into the confessional. It was just a religious routine with little relationship. Of course, I believed in God. And I talked to him all the time, yet so much of my life was just going through the motions. During this time, and all before I came to Christ, I would drink to get drunk, among many other very detestable sins that just grieved my heart. How I was never violated or dead is the mighty hand of God. I praise him for that. He just protected me through all of that. I met my ex-husband at a wedding. His best friend was born again. That's how I found out about salvation in Jesus. My ex-husband made a profession of faith in Christ, as did I. Though there was no real change in our lives, I didn't want to leave Catholicism. My uncle was a priest and a pastor of a church. I have cousins who are nuns. The person who told me the gospel said, "It's not going to hurt your tradition, but wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry?" I prayed the sinner's prayer and was baptized in a swimming pool. I did all that, but I do not believe I had been converted yet. There was no fruit and no change of heart. I was just adding Jesus to my list of idols. It was like fire insurance for me. How I came to know Christ. I had been married to my ex-husband for 5 years. Unfortunately, at that time, I had scriptural grounds for a divorce. I was very broken and lost. I needed to get the log out of my eye in order for me to see forgetting the speck out of my husband's eye. I needed to come to know Christ. My whole world was falling apart during this time. I was at my parents' house and looked at the cross on my brother's wall. I called on the name of the Lord. I knew I didn't need to change my ex-husband. I needed to be changed. I sought after the Lord and wound up going to a church all the way in Barrington every Sunday and Wednesday, seeking to grow in the Lord. My life since I came to know Christ, unfortunately, things did not change with my ex-husband. And with a one-year-old baby, I made the most difficult decision I have ever made. And I sought a divorce from my husband, but I was not alone. The Lord was with me. I trusted totally in him. Someone had told me about an AG church nearby, so I started attending there. I got connected with believers there. This was my first introduction to real Christian friends. At the time, Jesus was my all in all. I knew God would give me a husband, but I was willing to wait on God's timing. I met James at church. He sat next to me during a service. We dated for 4 years. I wanted to be very careful and sure that God was leading. James was patient, and he waited. We married in 2005. I continued to grow with constant Bible studies, so I thought. However, I must say I was a very lazy Christian. I did Bible studies and wanted to know God in a deeper way, but looked at other sources rather than depending on scripture. I didn't really study the scriptures and had no clue about true biblical doctrine and very little Bible knowledge. I was led astray by the Word of Faith movement and its teachings and had no idea. I thought that since they were all talking about Jesus and were supposed to be Christians, it was all good. It taught me to rely on my own whims and impulses and feelings instead of the Word of God. It's a man-centered theology, the haves and the have-nots, being anointed and not having enough anointing. There was so much false teaching. They used Christian words, but they communicated false teaching, always took scripture out of context, preaching a different Jesus. This continued until January 2019. I was doing a Bible study of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus warns in Matthew 7 about wolves in sheep's clothing, the false teachers. He says to the false teachers, "Depart from me, I never knew you." I could no longer be a lazy Christian. I started praying every day, "Lord, give me the passion, the hunger, and the thirst for your word." I knew this was according to God's will. God answered my prayer in an incredible way. I started YouTubing solid gospel expository preachers like Justin Peters and John MacArthur. I was living according to my feelings and thinking it was the Spirit of God. It was not doctrinally sound. I was on my hands and knees before the Lord, sobbing. Because of the realization of my sin and my grievous laziness in Scripture and all my words that I had spoken that added to Scripture and how they did not revere the holiness of God. All the times I had taken Scripture out of context, I was eisegeting rather than exegeting Scripture. I realized the blasphemous teaching in the Word of Faith movement. I was never depending on the sufficiency of Scripture. It was always a man-centered interpretation of the word, always adding to Scripture. There were always revelations in a new word of prophecy. It was adding my opinion to the word. It was nothing more than mysticism and Gnosticism. I was so amazed that he would have such mercy, opening my eyes to all this false teaching. Even though I was born again, I had remained a babe in Christ for so long. I'm learning that you have to meditate on the word day and night and commit to a deep study of God's word. Also, just because a teacher or a preacher says that they are Christian, I no longer take that at face value. I have become like the Bereans in Scripture, where they tested and examined everything to see if it aligns with the word of God. Until my husband came to Christ, we didn't have God-centered conversations, but we do now. We read the Bible together, we discuss it, and it's such a joy to my heart, it's such an answer to prayer. Also, we do a 90-day scripture plan where we read a book or lengthy passage of scripture each day for 90 days. Since I've come to know Christ, I pray just like I breathe all throughout the day. In my prayer life, I don't just come for my wants and needs, but with deep reverence, knowing that he is holy. My confession of Christ and what Jesus means to me. As I come for membership at Living Hope, Jesus is my assurance and promise of eternal life. I am amazed that he would die for me, that he would take my sin upon himself and impute his righteousness upon me, that God would be satisfied with Christ as a propitiation for all of my sins. I deserve nothing, absolutely nothing but death. I've broke the law of the holy God. But he has had mercy on this awful, wretched sinner. I am living a life of continual faith and repentance and abiding in him. In the scriptures, I have several actually that I'd like to leave with you. 1 John 2:20 through 21 and verse 27. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you all know. I have not written to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it and because no lie is of the truth. As for you, the anointing which you receive from him abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things and is true and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you abide in him. And 1 John 5:20, as we know the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true and eternal life. Thank you.